2022 was a year many residents were picking up the pieces of their lives after a devastating tornado less than a month old destroyed Princeton and Caldwell County neighborhoods. It was also a year of giving, whether it was volunteering your time to help family or neighbors or making monetary donations. If we can take away one thing from 2022, it should be the giving nature of our community to help our neighbors. In January, Caldwell County residents continued the cleanup process from an EF4 tornado that struck on December 10th and ravaged neighborhoods and the U.S. Research and Education Center. Shortly thereafter, FEMA, the Red Cross, and the Small Business Administration set up at the Butler Building to offer financial assistance to the survivors, while faith-based volunteer organizations from across the country poured into the county to help local residents remove debris and start the rebuilding process. The Caldwell County Long-Term Recovery Group, made up of individuals and community organizations, was formed to help coordinate the local response to the tornado and handled distribution of financial and material goods. Donations poured in from our own community, from across the state and around the world to help those affected by the tornado. The first batch of funds to tornado survivors was distributed in October. In March, the community suffered another loss that was vital to many people in the area. The dialysis center, located at 401 South Jefferson Street, was destroyed in a fire that Princeton Fire Chief Brent Francis said started on the back wall and quickly spread due to windy conditions.
Blowing hard, and it seemed to start on the upwind side. It looks kind of like it went up the back wall, possibly into the soffit, into the attic, and the wind pushed it all the way from the back to the front in just a matter of minutes.
Princeton firefighters were on the scene for approximately 5 hours that day, with firefighters from Fredonia, Eddyville, and Catawba arriving to provide mutual aid. It was announced in May at a Caldwell County Fiscal Court meeting that the dialysis center would not be rebuilding or reopening in Princeton. Debris from the remains of the building was eventually bulldozed, and the lot sits empty to this day. Several fire departments battled another dangerous fire in October that injured two firefighters. This was a field fire on Maple Street in Princeton that was sparked in the area of a combine and then fueled by wind gusts at 35 to 45 miles per hour. Princeton Assistant Fire Chief Tim Cook said at the time this was a dangerous fire fueled by dry and windy conditions that caused it to spread very fast.
And it spread in the field just rapidly. We fought fire today like fires you see out west. We had firefighters from Dawson Springs, Madisonville Fire Department came over, Eddyville and Catawba responded, Richland, and of course Forestry was involved with us and them. They had four units up here with rangers and dozers helping. And we had many farmers in the area that helped, brought a disc and equipment and even bulldozers and helped. And that was a great help. The community really come together to help.
The field fire consumed a home, multiple vehicles, and a couple of trailers. In May, tragedy struck again when Princeton native and Callaway County Sheriff's Deputy Jody Cash was shot and killed in the line of duty near the Marshall County Detention Center. Cash, the son of Teresa and Wayne Cash, was a 1996 graduate of Caldwell County High School and started his law enforcement career in 1999 with the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office. He also worked for the Murray State University Police and Kentucky State Police, where he was named the 2013 Post 1 Trooper of the Year. He later went on to work at the Callaway County Sheriff's Office. He was escorted to his resting place in Callaway County by a long procession of law enforcement vehicles from across Kentucky. With the first 6 months of 2022 behind us, moving forward, the community saw some changes from an historic theater and Optimus Club radio auction to the Black Patch Parade and Festival. In June, after being closed for 2 years, new life was brought back to the historic downtown building that housed the iconic Capitol Cinemas when Leanne and David Brown took possession of the building. Their plan? Create a community connection center with the sole purpose to glorify God and connect with others through hosting live plays, concerts, programs, and more. The couple said their major goal was to keep the historical integrity of the building and maintain the familiar atmosphere with some additions to the stage for live entertainment.
The Capitol Theater is a connection center. if it brings honor and glory to God, then that's what we're going to do here. We're going to have concerts. We're going to have plays. We're going to have services. So there's lots of things that are going on behind the scene for the theater.
The renovation efforts on the theater in downtown Princeton continue today. Also in June, with a new location and proactive theme, new in 22, the Princeton Optimist Club, with the help of the community, raised a record-breaking $35,800 at the radio auction that will go back to the youth in Caldwell and Lyon counties.
Plus our $2,000 for the West York Scholarship, our grand total for the week is $35,809. You know, God's good.
In addition, the club established the West York Memorial Vocational Scholarship in memory of the well-known and popular FFA advisor who passed away in May. This scholarship will be available to 2023 graduates that are furthering their education in a trade school or specific job training instead of attending a traditional college. And the county's most popular and largest annual event, the Black Patch Festival, returned to some normalcy and had a record-breaking parade and festival. The annual Black Patch Parade drew a record number of entries, according to Princeton Optimist Club President George Kilgore.
And our theme for years now has been an old-fashioned hometown parade, and we felt like this was one that really fit that theme. We had over 100 entries to be a part of the parade this year. We think that is a record-breaking number for that.
WPKY was honored to be chosen by the Optimist Club to serve as Grand Marshal of the Black Patch Parade. Kilgore also announced the Black Patch Festival had a record number of street vendors.
We ended up having 116 different vendors, different booths set up, and that I know that is a record-breaking year. Last year we had a good turnout with 94, but this year we ended up with 116 different booths set up. There was a wide variety, from homemade goods to food booths to just people raising money for their local organizations.
Along with a record-breaking number of parade entries and street vendors, a record-breaking crowd, estimated around 8,000, attended the one-day event in downtown Princeton. Then, for the first time in the history of WPKY, we offered an opportunity for registered voters in Caldwell County to get to know their candidates by hosting a 2022 candidate forum. The forum featured candidates running for District 1 Magistrate, Caldwell County Jailer, Princeton Mayor, 8th District State Representative, Caldwell County Sheriff, and Caldwell County Judge Executive. Less than 2 weeks later, there were several city and county leadership changes. Coda Young, who ended his term as Princeton Mayor at the end of 2022, was elected to lead the county and fill the Judge Executive seat. A former Judge Executive of the county, Brock Thomas, was elected Princeton Mayor. Former retired law enforcement officer and former Princeton Police Chief Don Weedman was elected as Caldwell County Sheriff, and William Harper was elected as Jailer. The community also thanked three longtime county retirees, Caldwell County Sheriff Chris Null, County Clerk Tony Watson, and Judge Executive Larry Curling, for their many years of service at a retirement reception last week at the Caldwell County Courthouse. WPKY News can be heard weekdays at 6:30, 7:30, noon, and 5 p.m. and can be found online at WPKYonline.com. With your WPKY News Edge 2022 Year in Review, I'm Tammy Hancock reporting.